And the ones near school, they catch a bus and ride on to the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. Where it used to, there was no buses in the county.
Mm-hmm. Have there been changes besides the schools, though?
Yes. Used to, people met at different homes, and they sit up with sick people. And people was home when they died, and they would meet, and what they would bathe the body, and what we call lay it out. They would get a table or boards and lay this body out on. And now we have funeral homes, and the most of the time when people get real sick, well, they're carried to a hospital. And there are not many people die in the home unless they die suddenly. And whenever they are, they're carried to the funeral home. And for the last year or two, there are not many people that sits up with a corpse at the funeral home. They close up the building and everybody go home and then return back the next morning at a certain hour, 8 o'clock or early hour, mm-hmm. to stay where the body will be. And that's one great change. And then used to, when we'd have a death in the home, well, people would have to go to cooking to have food to feed the people that came to this home. And now, the ladies in the community, they all fix a dish and carry to this home, and nobody have to be the one to cook. We help each other in feeding the group of people that is at the home, and that is certainly a help.
Is this community larger or smaller since you were growing up? And
there's so many more people in it, uh-huh. but they're not as much help in the community as it was when I was growing up. We don't do as many things for our friends as we used to in so many ways. Now, don't understand me to say that people have quit, because we still help each other at times. But so many people have public jobs now, and they can't take this day off and
2-3 days
a week maybe and do for others like we used to. And right around in this community, the majority of men and women works. I think a lot of times a fire get out, they wouldn't be enough of men to come and fight fire, but what, the fire would just go raging for miles.
So people don't farm as much now?
No, they just no farming done much. And so many people used to, we all had bunches of chickens in the spring, and we raised our laying hens, and we had plenty of eggs and plenty of chickens to eat during the year. And now there are not but very few homes that have their hens to lay. Uh-huh. And practically all of us would go to the store and buy the ready-dressed chickens. Uh-huh. And of course people have deep freezers now, and they a good many people that put a beef in the freezers. And that's the advantage to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Where do people work now?
Where they do the work? Mm-hmm. Well, so many people from this area works at the Masonite. And
what's that?
That's a big plant in Laurel. Mm-hmm. Masonite plant is one of the biggest plants, I think, in Mississippi.
What does it make?
It makes boards of different kind, and this is a Masonite material, and this siding is Masonite, patterning is Masonite material. It's made of wood, you know.
So building, construction?
Yes. And it makes a lot of beautiful building materials.